We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, before we go on to Butters and Lee, I got to give you guys real quickly just a bit about one of our newest sponsors. All right, Inspire Advisors. Look, I'm gonna give you some big thoughts here, and I'm going to give you something free, too. You ready? So this being the crazy world that it is, here you are working hard to plan for your future and stand up for your beliefs. But what if you found out that the investments you're making in your future actually go to things that say just the opposite of what you say you believe in? Well, that happens all the time. So maybe it's time for you to meet Paul Breyer and his team of PhDs and financial experts at Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors. Look, I'm talking about financial planning that considers who you are and what you believe in. These are solid local experts using biblically responsible investing, data-driven strategies, maximizing your returns, and they do it in a way that not only impacts your bottom line positively, but also the world in which you live positively. This is what I call financial freedom. So if you want to know more, here's the free thing. You ready? Go check out the portfolio you may already have. Where are your investments going? Go get a free impact report. That's what they call it, a free impact report. And you go to their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's Inspire Advisors at moneypatternwealth.com. You can also go to the sponsors tab on the rightsideradio.org website. Click on their logo and it takes you right to it. Yeah, conservative, godly, it's balance, it's financial freedom with Inspire Advisors at moneypatternwealth.com. All right, let me jump on in here. I got two people on the line right now that I love. So two folks in the background that do a lot of things and help make the show what it is. I'll just call the roll real quick. Is Butters in the house? Butters, what you doing, man? How are you?
I am here, and I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You sound like what Big Rig says. Sound like you're in a porta potty right now. You're not, are you?
I am not. But I wouldn't tell anybody on the radio that if I was.
I just did. All right, and then calling in from the biggest city in the state now, Lee from Huntsville. Are you there?
I am here and not in a porta potty.
And not in a porta potty. That's good. All right. Hit me some whoop whoops, Big Rig. All right. Let's kick off some Butters and Lee. All right, I got a question for you. Here we go. So President Trump has said, if elected, he will do everything he can to end payroll taxation on tips, like what waiters and waitresses get tips. That's kind of a big, hairy deal for people that are waiting tables. Is that a good idea? And then kind of couple that with the fact that California, though, took a different approach. They're trying to – they raise the minimum wage for everybody who works in food service to $20 an hour. So which is better? What do you think? Tips, all that kind of stuff. I'll start with you, Lee. What do you think?
I think that it depends on how much money you make. There's some people who make tips, using air quotes, that make a lot of money. And no, I don't think that should be tax-free for them. If you're making $150,000 a year or $100,000 a year, you should pay taxes like the rest of us. I think that you can look at it from maybe a cap, you know, like you have to make under a certain amount to earn the tax-free tip.
Okay. All right. So you're not on board with just all tips are tax-free, because I'm thinking there's some people that will just like decline their paycheck and work for tips.
Yeah.
Okay. A thought. How does that couple with the California situation? Which way is a better way to go? The tax cut on pay or the raising of pay?
I think that it makes everything more expensive when you have to pay the servers as much money as they do, and they tend to make less tips. I know that they're charging, you know, 30, 40, 50% more for this food because they're paying their people $20 an hour, I'm going to tip a whole lot less, because I'm like, it's built in. It's baked into the cake now. To me, I was a waitress in high school. I mean, a little in high school and all through college.
Yeah.
And I didn't really care about the per hour rate. I was working for those tips. I wouldn't have wanted it, because I would make more money earning tips than people just not paying tips and me getting, say, $15 or $20 an hour. I would have made more money make a tip.
I'd get it. So I've delivered pizza. I've delivered like for a steak express kind of thing. And then I delivered flowers. By the way, flowers, there's no tips because you're surprising people. They're not ready to pay you. It's paid for by somebody else. You show up and hand them their flowers. They're like, oh, thanks. And you walk away. But the yeah, pizza and the steak express, I was always looking for the tips, man. That was good doings. All right, let's see what the Butter Man has. What do you think, Butters?
Well, so I guess I would say, well, first off, I tend to tip the guy at the self checkout machine. I tip that guy pretty big. That irritates the mess out of me. How did we get to a point where now every machine asks if you want
yes.
to tip?
Yes.
It's so that kind of gets out of hand. Payroll taxes, I think it kind of depends. I think Lee had a good idea there. If you kind of capped it, obviously there's a big spectrum. Maybe a little of both is the conversation that, you know, most food handling, waitressing, like those are not intended to be medium, you know, middle income, family wages. You know, I mean,
yeah.
So
it's not a living wage.
I could definitely see an argument on that, on the waitressing that, yeah, you don't do payroll taxes and, you know, you bust your hump. But me as a consumer, you know, I'd rather, like y'all both pointed out, I want the chance to earn a little bit more. If I provide good service, you know, I'm going to give you a little bit more than, which I think also speaks to the California thing, you know, raising the wages. Number one, we're still going to tip. You know, I mean, at a minimum, we're all, I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel, you know, if I'm like 18%, 20, like I feel bad if I don't give somebody a tip, you know, so all you're going to do is just make everything more expensive. So
I totally agree. I think y'all are nailing it. I will say too, like the other day, Charlene and I went and got frozen yogurt. We walked in, we picked up our own cup. We walked over, served ourselves. Walked back to the counter and the machine asked, did we want to pay a tip? And I was like, for what? For staring at me while I walked around the room? But you know,
no, like I do. No, zero.
I hit no.
Yeah, but do you feel a little guilty? Do you feel that
not
little?
Even a little bit.
The only time I worry is when they ask me that before I get my food. Then I feel like I'm stuck. But I was that guy. I met Charlene. She was waiting tables at a Ruby Tuesdays, and I went in one time, got nothing but a cup of coffee, left a $10 tip because I was suave and deboner. I was trying to make sure that I was like impressing my future wife. It nice. Works. Married for a long time. All right. Next question. Let's see. We have time. Yeah, we do. All right. Buffalo Bills just sponsored a gay flag football team. And apparently there's a national gay, I mean, like literally, they have a commissioner and everything. I've never heard of this, but they have a National Gay Flag Football Association. And the Bills are now a sponsor of a local team in Buffalo, New York. Give me your thoughts. I'm just laying it out there. I'm not asking for you to rip on gay people per se, but I'm just asking what you think about this situation. You first, Butters.
So I guess I'd be a little more stoked if it was a transgender league, right? At least that makes more, you know, that makes more sense. You know, flight. Okay. I mean, to each his own, if they want to go, a group of people want to go play some flag football, that sounds awesome. It does seem a little silly. Yeah, I think it'd make more sense if it was a transgender, so that you had dudes that think they're girls playing other dudes that think they're girls and not dudes playing girls.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. What do you say there, Lee?
I don't understand why it would be a gay league. What, if you're going to sponsor flag football, sponsor it for everyone. Why would you do a gay league?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. But here's my thing, too. You call it the Buffalo Bills. Do y'all remember Buffalo Bills? From Silence of the Lambs, it puts the lotion in the basket. Yeah.
That's wrong. you just
it just does.
You're taking a legacy team and you're converting them into some kind of a creep fest there. I look
that's
at
their
it.
Cheer.
You know, that's their cheer.
That's their cheer.
Oh,
from
wow.
The sidelines. It puts the lotion in the basket.
That's just awful. All right, so I look at it and I think, every time we turn around now, we're told inclusive, 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 and yet then they self-segregate. I'm like, why? just put together a team. And if you happen to be gay, whatever, you know, and go play other teams. Like, and if they happen to be gay, whatever, do what?
You're just racist.
How do you prove it?
How do you prove it?
Is there like a card, like an identification card? Like, how do you, you're supposed to assume, okay, they're gay. I mean, I don't, that's just weird to me.
That's true. They could be posers. We don't even know.
Oh, that's right.
They brought in the guy who's not gay. And he's a ringer, man. What are we going to do? I don't know.
He runs like straight forward and not with his hands out to the side.
Oh my god!
Sounds
gosh.
Like a $1 million movie idea.
Now see, now you're just getting carried away, Lee. That's this. Wow. No, but still, my point though, going back and being serious for a second, I look at it and think, my gosh, y'all, it's inclusive, and then you self-segregate, and then you ask for sponsors to help you self-segregate, and then you're proud of how self-segregating you are, and then I'm of the mind. It's more than even the transgender, like what you were saying there, Butters. But I'm of the mind, just go play flag football. And hey, Bills, would right. you even sponsor this if it didn't have the word gay in it? Would you have sponsored a regular flag football team? I just wonder. I don't know.
I didn't know. Is it professional flag football?
Yeah.
It's
a league, man. It's like they apparently got a national organization and like big doings and a commissioner and everything.
Huh.
That's what I said. Huh. Who knew? Pretty sure.
Are they rainbow-colored flags that they use,
brother? You're getting way beyond my knowledge base right now.
Do they have cheerleaders?
You know what? This is going off the rails like really quick.
You brought it up,
already.
Bill.
You asked it, Bill. This is on you.
All right, take me to a break before they do something that's going to get me banned off the air. So, all right, we're taking a break right now. That's round one, Butters and Lee. We'll come right back. We flip it over. They ask me any question, and I just wait with bated breath to see what happens. And ain't no telling the way today's going. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. All right, going right back to Butters and Lee. This is the part of the segment where we just flip it and they ask me a question. So I'll go ladies first. Lee, by the way, Lee, happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. I appreciate it.
You got some applause out there. We got some, hey, Big Rig, play us some applause. This is a birthday moment. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lee from Huntsville. Happy birthday to you. There you go.
I just played like three
thank
sound
you.
Effects.
Yeah, we got
nicely
all the sound
done.
Effects. It was awesome. All right,
I'm gonna,
Lee.
I'm going to have to say goodbye to my 20s. You know, it's inevitable.
It's, you know, someday it's going to have to happen, but maybe not today.
maybe not today.
Okay, what question do you got for moi?
So I was reading an article about... Pornhub is blocking 5 more states that are requiring check IDs, and they've got a bunch of states they're blocking now. They're getting ready to. And I look at this. I look at the new laws that Kansas just enacted as well, you know, for protecting children's privacy. And I look at our own state, and I'm like, why can't we get it together? Why can't we get something like this passed in our state? Where, you know, that was simple, that age verification, and we still couldn't get it. What do you think we're going to be doing, and how quickly can we catch up with these other states?
Well, first of all, they wasted, and I say wasted, a lot of time on that gambling bill that sucked a lot of oxygen. I mean, people say, well, they can walk and chew gum at the same time. You have no idea how much time, energy, and expense goes into this massive legislation that shouldn't have been the central thrust, but it was. And so that killed a lot of opportunity for not just that good bill you're talking about, but others. Yeah, Pornhub. I mean, they don't even pretend, right? That's just their name, Pornhub. They're just what are we going to call the business, fellas? I don't know. It's the hub of all porn, right? Just make it Pornhub, okay? And so that's what they did. And the very idea that Pornhub resists the idea of kids being kept off of their, you know, their site is just amazing to me. It's just clear indication of who they are and what they stand for. But that being said, I think that we're going to get it done. I really do. I think part of it's going to be getting it done just out of the shame of not having already done it. I think that this needs to go from a lobbying effort to a shaming effort. and ask them, why do you want kids to have access to porn? Don't ask them, would you help us block it? Just ask them why they want kids to have access to porn. And I guarantee you, if we can get that message out there that, you know, it's a crying shame. Your legislature apparently doesn't care about kids seeing porn. They'll quickly show up for a vote. We'll see where it goes.
What's the best way we can go shame as citizens? What's the best way we can go shame?
The
folks that need to be.
What is this your question for me? Are you just freelancing?
No, I'm asking.
No, one of the best ways you can do it, first of all, is to contact your own state senator or representative in your area. But then next is when they're in session, go down there. Go down there and meet with them. I mean, in fact, what's really interesting is when you take kids with you, or when you some of the best legislation I ever saw that went viral, things we hadn't even planned on. Like there was one that we didn't even know was coming because it just kind of grabbed the state house, was a bill to require insurance to help fund treatment for autism. I didn't realize that was not happening. It became viral as parents brought their kids down there and just walked the halls and said, this is my child and I can't afford his treatment. And I need your help with this because insurance companies are denying it because we don't know why, because they're trying to save money. And so we did pass. I've still got an award sitting on my shelf for just voting for it. That being said, Butters, one of the best things you can do is go down there. And then the other thing you can do is call them, talk to them, be reasonable, understand the bill, and tell them why it would impact your community. So there. I mean, it really does work, believe it or not. You got another question, Butters, or are you going to sort of ride her coattails?
Yeah, that was not my official question.
Are you just riding her coattails right now, riding birthday girl's coattails?
I am. So did you realize it's a bad idea to travel with bullets in your luggage?
Go figure.
Have you heard about?
Yes. So where is that? That's in the Virgin
Turks
Islands?
Turks and Caicos.
Turks and Caicos. That's where it was.
Yeah, the Turks and Caicos. So an Oklahoma guy, and apparently it's happening to multiple people.
Multiple.
It's getting a jail sentence, which was suspended, and then a $2,000 fine for traveling with five bullets, which seems a little overkill. But at the same time, in 2024, how are you getting on an international flight with bullets in your – what are your thoughts on this?
Well, when you check the bag, that's the thing. Is it – they didn't catch it till it was time to leave because they scanned differently on the way out. So they were literally not arriving and having their bags searched on site. They were actually leaving. So he'd already been in the country, done nothing wrong, was prepared to leave, and then they found the bullets in the bag because apparently he'd been on a hunting trip and he had some loose ammo in like a side pocket and he didn't realize it was there. I once got stopped trying to get on a plane and I had a Swiss Army knife that I didn't know was tucked down inside the folds, like the backpack had folds on the inside of it and it was hidden under the folds. I didn't know it was there. Caused quite the scene. But
what is five bullets getting out of the states? Because presumably he left from Oklahoma.
He did.
So he had to make it through TSA with the bullets. He didn't go hunting in Turks and Caicos. So.
No, that's exactly
what does that
right.
say about our TSA?
That's a great question. But what it also says is, what does it say about Turks and Caicos? How punitive is that? They're so against guns and firearms that they'll punish you on the way out of the country for having done nothing wrong while you were there because you dared to have possession of a few bullets. Didn't even bring the gun with him. Didn't do anything wrong while he was there. But there you go. All right. Wow. Butters and Lee, that was a great segment. Love you guys. Have an amazing weekend. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Phil Williams.
Bye, guys.
See ya. Happy birthday. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.